Wake up with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
So, for Christians, the season of Lent is underway.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the lead up to Easter sees people that are, you know, following the traditions, giving up something for the cause.
Yep.
And an Ohio man's making his way into the Christmas tradition, Christian tradition, once again, by giving up solid foods for 46 days and getting the majority of his sustenance from beer.
Oh, goodness.
It is his third year on the beer for Lent.
Is that all? Oh, you give it up? Well, that's all you have.
No, that's all he has.
Given up everything else.
Del Hall of Cincinnati, who incidentally is a brewery owner.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to be to get that much beer.
Said his Lent diet includes only beer, water, black coffee and herbal tea.
Yuck.
Every year he does it, he loses weight.
Oh, obviously.
Well, yes, because he's not eating.
There's nothing going in there but liquid.
Well, you know, there are some that
nothing
say that
coming out there but liquid.
Yes. Yes. I mean, thank you for... It wasn't Yuck. Obvious, but sure. As of his Friday morning weigh-in, day three of his diet, he was down 5.8 pounds, which is 3.5 kilos. Day three. Not sure what kind of Christian that makes him just quietly, but I'd pretty much make him an honorary Aussie, wouldn't it?
I think so. Very sick as well.
Yeah, possibly.
I could imagine.
Good Monday morning and welcome.
Good morning to you.
Nikki and DeMello aboard. COVID vaccine starting to roll out some places. It's underway in a matter of hours in WA.
Yep.
So that's exciting. The deal is it's free if you want it.
Yeah.
It will be available to anyone that does want it. They suggest anyone probably or everyone that wants it should have been offered a dose by the end of October.
Yeah.
I put because there's ways that you can go to check to see how high up the list you are. I'm in group four and there are five groups.
Yeah.
So
I think, well, basically 80% of the population is probably group four.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's elderly and if you've got immune issues, things like that.
Yeah, and also what you do and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So it's, it's unlikely that I'm going to be getting a jab anytime soon.
No.
It's largely voluntary, although you may need to prove that you've had it if you want to fly with some airlines, possibly in and out of the country, and depending on the job that you do too.
Yeah.
Possibly. But I know there's a lot of people up in arms. I don't know. I don't think you
have to get
most
it. You don't have to protest. You don't have to have it.
No, just don't. Ask you, just say, no, thanks, I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm all good. Couldn't fit another thing in, you know, just say that.
I'm full of vaccines right now. Speaking of which, Australian Open last night.
I know.
Naughty, very rude.
For those, by the way, was it Naomi Osaka and obviously Djoko? They were the two.
Yeah.
For those that actually want the tennis related results.
That one, yeah.
But the president of Tennis Australia got booed when she mentioned vaccinations during the presentation ceremony. I couldn't work out. I'm not sure what they were exactly booing, whether it was the government or the vaccine or the virus itself or optimism, which happened to be what she was talking about when the booing started.
Yeah, that was definitely when she mentioned vaccine and then a Victorian government also got a boo. Djokovic is notorious for being an anti-vaxxer. So it was
perhaps
his fans.
The Djokovic brigade has joined in, perhaps.
Booing, yes.
Okay. Mind you, that said, whilst there was booing, there was also, you could hear a groundswell of general cheering as well underneath it. So, you know, maybe as a reaction to that, there was some going, hey, we're not all booing. But it was just
either
odd.
Way, for just odd. To get a boo during a speech is pretty full on. Can you imagine that poor lady?
I know. Yeah. Look, a rough day for her at the office, to be fair. I'm just, you know, generally confused by it all. But
We were just like, what's happening? I wasn't listening hard enough to know why they're booing.
No. But look, we'll try and explain anything else that comes to hand. We'll see as soon as there's results about, you know, vaccinations and stuff and anything else that happens over the course of the day.
And surprise, next week is a public holiday. So get through the week and you get an extra long weekend.
I know. So there's plenty of reasons to be cheerful on this Monday.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Hey, if you want a postal vote this year, and given that, you know, COVID stuff generally and just the ease of things, you know, in general, it's probably not a bad option. You need to do that before March 10. So go to elections.wa.gov.au. And that's all, you know, not far away. It's like 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
The whole election thing. Mm-hmm. So that'll be upon us before you know it.
Yeah.
Now, today, Feb 22 is World Thinking Day.
Oh, okay.
It's actually been celebrated since 1926 and is a day of international friendship and a chance to speak out on issues that affect young women and fundraise for 10 million Girl Guides and Girl Scouts.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's about.
There you go.
So if you want to, check their website and see how you can get involved. And February 22 is also National Walking the Dog Day.
Walking the Dog Day.
Though to be fair, if you've got a dog, then surely every day is Walking the Dog Day.
Yeah, otherwise you'd be very annoyed of the day.
And the dog too.
Yeah.
But I guess today perhaps you can just do it in style, you know, maybe a tux, evening gown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
If you want.
Sure. Well, how would you consider it to be in style then?
Is that what they've said?
No, that's my say. Okay. I'm just zhuzh it up, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
There. Maybe do your hair before you get out and walk the dog.
Sure. If you have a little Alexa at home, you'll know they do some pretty bad singing if you've asked them to sing you a song before they'll sing happy birthday, things like that.
They'll sing you a Christmas carol.
Yeah. And
tell you bad jokes.
Yes. And now she will sing you or sing your kids phone numbers in case of emergency. Apparently it's a new skill that you can get her to ask her to sing my number.
Okay.
And then this will happen.
Okay. This will help. This little song will help you know what phone number to call. This might be the most important phone number of all. Everybody now, here we go.
2-0-6-5-5-5-1-2-3-4. So if you save your phone number within the Alexa, she will sing your number and kids can remember it, or sing whatever number you want the kids to remember. So all you have to do is say, open, sing my number.
Love it.
To your Alexa.
Well, and singing does help, because I don't know if anybody was a child of the sort of 80s, 90s and remembers.
Call the Reading Writing Hotline. 1-300-6-555-06. 1-300-6-555-06.
There you
go. I still remember it from my childhood.
I'll never forget it.
No. Haven't needed it, but the number is there. That's
can't remember mum's number, but I can remember that.
I don't know how old I am, but I can still remember the Reading Writing Hotline.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with entertainment news live from the Perseverance rover on downtown Mars. Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce from Kanye West after 6 years of marriage.
Aww.
Rumors of their split had been circulating for months now after Kanye's very public breakdown during the US presidential election campaign and publicly sharing that he and Kim had considered aborting their daughter North. I think that would have done it, Kanye.
Tricky time.
The filing cites irreconcilable differences between from Kim, asking for joint legal and physical custody of the couple's four kids, North, Saint, Chicago and Sam. This will be Kim's third divorce after Damon Thomas in 2004 and Chris Humphreys in 2011. Now, Princess Eugenie, as I've found out her name is pronounced.
Really?
It is. This whole time, I've just thought it was Eugenie.
Eugenie, yeah.
It's apparently. It's Eugenie. It's like when people say Tajay, I think.
It seems like it. Surely she's part of the royal family. She doesn't need to fancy it up anymore.
Look, I don't know.
Eugenie.
That's what she's saying. Anyway, she's named her baby boy.
Yeah.
The name is probably the most unique in the royal family. I suppose that goes with Eugenie.
Well.
August Philip Hawke Brooksbank is his name. The name pays tribute to her grandfather, 99-year-old Prince Philip, of course. He was admitted to hospital last week. Eugenie shared the news on Instagram, writing, on his grandfather's birthday weekend, thinking of my grandfather, we are introducing our little boy. He's named after his great-grandfathers. So he's named after all the grandfathers.
Yeah.
yeah, and Queen Victoria's husband, Prince Albert. His middle name was August. So that's where
August comes from.
Okay. Tim Burton has signed on to create a live action series based on Wednesday Addams for Netflix.
Nice.
It's also going to be written by the creators of Smallville. That's coming to Netflix soon.
Cool.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he's still considering running for president of the USA. During a recent interview, he was asked whether or not he would consider running for president one day.
I would consider a presidential run in the future if that's what the people wanted. And I take a lot of pride in servicing the audience and the consumer and people. So I would wait and I would listen. I would have my finger on the pulse and my ear to the ground.
There you go. If it's what the people want, he'll do it.
Okay.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.